Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and begin Amud Beis. Begin with Tzeis Masel, because it begins with the Gemara. Called Mazikin Nerogim Shabbos. All harmful creatures are killed on Shabbos. Tzeis explain exactly what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Levi. What's bothering Tzeis is he says Avagav the Tamim Masin. What do you mean? Although we learned the Mishnah already, this halacha, Baal Akav, it said regarding a scorpion, that you're allowed to go ahead and cover it over with the bowl, Shal Yishach, that it doesn't bite. So you already see that a person go ahead and do malacha, like a tzeda of trapping, because of the mazikin. What's in between doing malacha of killing or of trapping it? So it says, no, it's a lashmin, and Rabbi Shubali had to tell us, the hariginam is that we even permit to kill it. What's the chiddush? What's the difference? The you would think to say that maybe killing would actually be more forbidden than trapping because it's more public. It's a bigger act. Actually says Taisa, that's actually the reason why Polygraphun, but someone actually does disagree. But also Harikan, he says that killing is forbidden. Exactly for that reason, because it's more mefarsim milsay, and therefore actually that's why you would think it's forbidden. That's actually why Rafun actually does disagree. Begins with the Gemara, but that's an achara. But we're talking where it's running after him, and that's going according to everyone. Tzeis comes to explain what's this opinion of Shuman Levi and the Braisa, and the halacha of killing mazikin on Shabbos, which is not like Rashi. The Gemara of Shuman Levi that says all mazikin are killed on Shabbos, and the Yusuf asks from a Braisa, you see only five animals are killed on Shabbos. So that the Gemara says that okay, ultimately the conclusion is Shuman Levi is talking about. That these mazikin are running after him, so there's pekuch nefesh, and yeah, that's going according to everyone, even according to Behuda, would agree it's mutter. The braisa says only these five is when it's not running after him, that's like Yimshimer, which as Tosfos brings, that's Pirush Bekudrus. Rashi explains, Rabbi Shuman Levi, who says, all mazikin are killed on Shabbos, abarot z'nachar, but it's running after him, but pekuch nefesh, and therefore it's danger to life, so everyone would agree that you could kill the animal. Or braisa that says only these five animals, aba'ain rot z'nachar, when it's not running after him, a kribshim, it's going like Yimshimer, and who wasn't lachashim tzich leguva, you're going to be pot. So that says of a question is difficult. Because Dimkin, if that's the interpretation, Tikshamach Bryce La Rabba Baravuna, then you should ask from this Brysum on Rabba Baravuna. The Shari Largan Khashmakrab Mishabis that the Gemara brings that he says it's permitted to kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos, it's just that the Ruach Hasidim are not pleased with him, but yet you're allowed to, the Chacham say that's a good thing. Now Korcha says obviously that's someone be'in Ras Nachram. Obviously someone it's not running after him. Because Ibrat Nachav is running after him, am I in Ruch Hasid Nechem? And why would the spirit of the pious not be pleased with that? Well, everyone agrees, Pekuch Nefesh, of course you would kill the animal. The Purush Akunj, like Rashi explained, the Brat Nachav, they can Pekuch Nefesh. That when it's running after me, Rashi understands it, specifically the way Rashi explains it, if it's running after you, it's considered Pekuch Nefesh. If that's the case, then since the Toma it's not running after him, so why is it permitted? Even Reb Shimon doesn't permit only the Chamisha Mazikin. Why does he permit these snakes and scorpions? Well, it's not part of the five that Reb Shimon mentioned. That's question number one. The Gemara of Tosfos says, B'Nevisi Shar Gnachash, when the Gemara mentions the story of that Nevisi that killed the snake, the Gemara wants to know, when Rebbe made his comment, Ishapra Ovid, we're not sure, did he do well or not? So it says, what's the question? We should resolve from over here the way Rashi explained the Gemara, that no, we don't permit for Reb Shimon to kill any mazikin if it's not running after Melehel Bavad, only these five animals. So it's obviously that he didn't do well because that snake is not considered from the five. But another difficulty we have, the Lishna, da'anno mitaras nala mashmo. Reb Yisus says in the Gemara, it says, what do you mean? You're suspecting it's not a braisa that's sourced? I taught it, now I'm going to explain it. Says Taisus, it doesn't sound like Rashi says it, that the way Rashi interprets it, because the wording actually sounds like that Lebraisa Atzma, that he's not like he's coming to explain it in a different way that he's coming to say it. He's coming to explain the Braisa itself, but the way Rashi says it is it's a reinterpretation of what the Braisa is saying. So then from Nilari Lefarish, it actually seems to read to explain like this: the Braisa, it's actually the Braisa that's talking about Baratz Nachrov, not on Reb Shimon Levi. The Bryce is the case where it's running after him, but they're called, and it's like everyone. Pierce, what does that mean? A filler, Rabbi Yehuda might even he would agree the Chamisha Shari Larig that five types of creatures you're allowed to kill, Berat Sinachar when it's running after him. Abashar, other creatures. No, Asla Hargan. You're not allowed to kill. A filler, Rat Sinachar, Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it's running after him, according to Behuda, meaning it's not Bekuch Nefesh. According to Behuda, even though it's a Malachashin Tikhle Gufa, no, you're going to be Chayb. You're not allowed to kill it. Rabbi Shuba Levi that says that the mazikin could be killed on Shabbos, he holds Kribshim like Kribshimin. The Shari Shar, that he permits other creatures, yeah, even if it's not running after him, because the Malachal chains are gufa and they're harmful creatures. Rabbi Huna, the awesome Sabbath Huna that says that it's forbidden to kill other mazikin on Shabbos, Loi Sabbath, Kribshim and Levi, doesn't hold like Kribshim and Levi. Rather, it was like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's forbidden. So it says, it seems to the Rebbe, in Pirush Rach, so to Rabbi Nachman explains, that one should not be leaning Rabbi Shimon Levi to kill other Mezigan and Shabbos, even if it's not running after him. Rather, like the Merom later on, they only let it if you're walking in your regular way and you happen to walk and then kill the animal, then it's permitted. But in general, one should not be able to kill even these mazikin on Shabbos like Rabbi Shua ben Levi if it's not running after.